thank God for this opportunity once again. The classes that we're doing in Sunday school is the classes that has been, I don't know about you. I have been checking myself and asking myself questions about these classes that we are doing. That, Oluyemisi, are you up to date? If that moment is now, can you rapture? Because I don't want to be here for the great tribulation. I want to rapture. And this is why it's been going through me that I've been checking myself and say, really? Can you rapture? I think it's a question we should all ask ourselves. Because when we read those things, and the one that really got me shaking, he said, even the elect will be deceived. The elect will be deceived. I said, Lord, please, don't let me be deceived. Come to think about it. If you are a Christian, you live in your life as a Christian, there are a lot of things out there that you cannot do because you are a Christian. And at the end of the day, God forbid bad thing, you are part of the remnants that has to pay again with their blood. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. That is why the Bible said, he said, you can neither be cold nor warm. He will split you out. We need to ask ourselves some questions. Who am I? Am I rapturable? If Jesus come now, where I am, am I going to be one of those that will go with you? And we have to be genuine in these questions. This is not the time to say, hey, Lord, I do some good stuff. Hey, Lord, I give some money in church. You have to be real because this is not a joke. We have to be real, and the Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. I title my topic today, the grace to live in him and the power to do his will. The grace to live in him and the power to do his will. I tell you, you cannot do it by your own power. Don't let us be deceived. You cannot do it by your own power. You need the grace of God. You need the grace of God. You need the mercy of God. That, Father, have mercy on me so I can finish well. So I can finish well. I like this song, a Yoruba song that says, Ijoba Orun Lere Oni Gbagbo. Ijoba Orun Lere Oni Gbagbo. At the end of the day, all the ceremonies, all the action, all the inaction boil down to making heaven. That is what the word of God tells us. We know as children of God that is coming. Are we prepared? Am I prepared? Am I being caught up with the issues of life? Which we all are. It's only the grace of God and the power of God that can help us. That's why the word of God says, let those that are standing take heed. Those that are standing, those elect, that's what the word of God says, said they will be deceived. So we need at all times. What I want to talk about, I want to talk about the grace of God. I want to talk about the mercy of God because we are going to need it. To finish well, we need the grace of God. We need the mercy of God. And we need the help of the Holy Spirit. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. My text is going to be taken from the book of John. John 15, 5 to 8. John 15, 5 to 8 said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burnt. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. But this By this, my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit. So you will be my disciple. Are we abiding in the Lord? How do we abide in the Lord? In order to prosper, remain relevant, and finish well the race of life, we need one, we need to walk with God. How do we walk with God? The word of God said, how can two walk together if they are not in agreement? We have to agree with the word of God. Whatever the word of God says, that's what it is. I know sometimes with all this education, we kind of sometimes think like, we are doing things by ourselves. I'm so thankful for that good job. I'm able to do this. But I remember the word of God that said, I give you the ability to make wealth. What if you cannot go to that good job? The Lord will help us. We need to walk in holiness. How do we do that in this sinful world? We need the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ told the disciples, he said, I'm not going to leave you here by yourself. Even he knows that we cannot do it by our own strength. He said that we give you a helper, a counselor. That is why he told his disciples, he said, stay in the upper room until you receive power. Acts 1:8. He said, remain there. If a Christian will want to covet anything, we really need to covet the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, we cannot live this life. I'm just telling us the truth. We don't have that fleshy body will pull you down. You need the help of the Holy Spirit to finish well. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to remain and abide in Christ, be in the fellowship of other Christians. Don't stay at home. I know COVID-19 thought he was going to get Christian, but what did he do? What did he do? He really, really bring the gospel into the open. Go to your YouTube today. I already listened to a church in Nigeria before I came here. You can easily hear the gospel now. And this is telling us that the end is coming. The end is coming. We need the help of the Holy Spirit that we can, at the end of the day, say, I have done the work, I have fought the fight, I have finished well. Not only finishing, you have to finish well. There are a lot of things. Is it things of this world that we want to sway you to this side? When people say, you call yourself a Christian, well, let's see what you are going to show for it. And they are talking about worldly material things that is not going with you. And a lot of time, if it is not the help of God, we fall for it. And the help of the Holy Spirit, we fall for it. The song that I sang earlier, it says it that the only reward for a Christian is making heaven. I didn't see it there that you have to have a big house. I didn't see it there that you have to have a big luxurious car. I didn't see it there that you have to have a big position. But guess what? Look at what we are studying in our Sunday school. Look at that trouble that this world will be. I believe, was it last week we were talking? I don't know when I jump and I hear, oh no, I've been gone before the great tribulation. Because we don't want to witness that. Today, I'm here to let us know that it's only by the mercy of God. I was looking at the meaning of mercy. I said, let me see what this mercy, I know. What is it? Because we saw it in the Bible where he said, I have mercy on this, and this one I do not. I was thinking in my head, because that verse always get me, Romans 9:15, if I'm not mistaken. It always get me where he say, I have mercy on those that I will have mercy on. I say, Father, you are being biased now. You are being a partial God. How do you pick those that you want to be merciful to? Count me worthy, be merciful unto me. Then I find that you have to covet it, the mercy of God. You have to covet it. To have the mercy of God, you have to continuously. I don't know how to use it in the Oyibo, so you will take me as I am. You have to always ask God continuously, Father, by your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O Lord, because you know. When you ask for mercy, it's like you are telling God, I know I cannot do it by myself. I need your mercy. We need the mercy of God to cross to the other side. We need the mercy of God to finish well. Remember, you are living in the world that is full of evil. It's like a driver. When you are driving, they say you have to be a defensive driver. Okay, good. But what about if somebody that is really high on drug is coming? How defensive are you? It is the grace of God we need to have for mercy. Our daddy in the Lord, Daddy Gio, said somebody that offended him, reported him to the founder, and the founder said, go and beg him. Our daddy in law said, why should I beg him? He did wrong to me. And the same person, our daddy in the Lord went and begged him. And the same person came and said, I know I'm not going, but I want to take as many with me. Can you imagine that? So you need the mercy of God. How many people are out there that already made up their mind they are not going, but they want to pull as many down? That is why we need the mercy of God. We need the grace of God. The way we deal with them, and the way we talk, and the way we act, we need the mercy of God and the grace of God to finish well. They say mercy, compassionate treatment. They say mercy, something for which to be thankful or a blessing. You do not deserve the mercy of God. That is why we need to ask for it. We need to beg for it. We need to covet it in everything that we do. Holy Spirit, I have quoted you Acts 1:8. It's our power source. You need it. And you need to covet how to listen to the Holy Spirit to leave this world. Otherwise, the devil will use you and toss you around. Because we need to covet the Holy Spirit. He said that is our teacher, that is our counselor, that is our helper. We need the Holy Spirit. When I talk here, sometimes people laugh at me that, what are you talking about? I ask the Holy Spirit to do everything for me, oh. Before I get out of the house, I ask him, please, oh Lord, help me to find a nice parking. And whatever I get, I say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you have given me. Because you don't know, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. Last week, my brother was talking here about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And I said, are you thankful enough for all that the Lord has done for you? We are not. A lot of times we keep on asking, Father, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. We don't give him a good thanks. So we need the help of the Holy Spirit. And we need to be prayerful. We need to be prayerful. John 14:26 tells us that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said. Are you reading the Bible and you do not understand it? You need the help of the Holy Spirit. You need the help. I always say, Holy Spirit, can you help me to understand this? I started reading James. I have read James before, just like a textbook. Went through it, boom. And I was reading it this time, and the Holy Spirit says, slow down. I said, slow down. I said, okay, I already finished chapter 1. Then I start again. I read it over and over, and the more I read it, I'm like getting few things that I wasn't even getting before. Because the Holy Spirit said, slow down. This is not a comic book. Read it with intention. Pray over it. And let the Holy Spirit explain it to you. Give you insight into it. You are coming to church. You better pray for the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. That the word, you will pick your own. Because it doesn't matter what anybody preach to you. When God wants to meet with you, the same sermon that you have today, tomorrow, yesterday, you will hear it and it will just, I don't know about you, like something will just hit me. Like, really? Oh Lord, I've been doing this and I didn't even know. I need this and I didn't even know. We need the Holy Spirit to help us, our teacher. The grace, Romans 3, 23 and 24. He said, all of us have sinned and we are still sinning. Let the truth be told. We are still sinning. It takes the grace of God to live a holy life, to not sin. Consciously or unconsciously, we do it. My children will tell me, Ma, you are prejudiced. I say, no, everybody else is prejudiced except me. But in things that I say, my children will say, Ma'am, don't say that. You are prejudiced. I say, no. Why did that person do it? But it's only God that can reveal that to me. It's only Holy Spirit that can reveal that to me. Thank God my kids, they will tell it to you. You like it or you don't. But I will say I'm the best person. That person is, you know, especially God forbid, bad thing, that person is white. Oh, yes, it's racist. My kids will say, Mom, it's not. You didn't do what you need to do. Then I will say, what do I need to do? I know it deep in his heart. That's what he's thinking. My kids will say, where did you see the heart? How did you see the heart? I know that is what he's thinking. We are all sinners. It's only the grace of God. We need the grace of God. There are people that don't even mean evil, that we think they meant evil to us because of the way the society is. We are thinking, oh yeah, he must not mean that. Maybe that is what he's thinking. That is something else he's saying. We are all sinners. We need to ask for the grace of God on a daily basis. The way we ask for anointing, we know we ask for anointing yesterday, anointing, we now do it, oh Lord, I need a fresh anointing. What are you going to do with anointing when your life is full of sin? What are you going to do with anointing when your life is full of sin? He said he cannot behold iniquity. And you ask for anointing, and he give you anointing for what? To sin more? We need the mercy of God. We need the grace. That Father, give me the grace to know. Let your Holy Spirit tell me when I'm doing wrong. When I'm, you know, Holy Spirit, when we ask him, he will tell us. Let us tell the truth. When you do something, I don't know about everybody, I know about me. When I do evil to other people, then something will tell me, hey, will you take that? Then I will start roaming around the corner to go and kind of, you know, apologize. Don't want to go straight. And sometimes I will not have peace until I go straight and say, I'm sorry. I am sorry, I don't mean to do that to you. I thank God for that. Because he put me in check sometimes that you are wrong. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Anointing is not what we need. We need anointing too, don't get me wrong. But to live a holy life, we need the grace of God. We need the mercy of God. Then again, when we look at this, he says that whatever we ask, by this, my Father is glorified, and then you will bear fruit. Bearing fruit means that whatever you ask, the Lord give to you. So number one, we have to abide in Christ before we can bear fruit. He even said in Matthew 7:7, he said, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it to you. But how can you ask in his name if you do not abide with him? How can you ask in his name if you don't ask him to give you the grace to even be able to walk with him? We need that grace, and the Lord will give it to us. The Lord will give it to us that we will be able to do his will when it is difficult. You know, it is easy to do the will of God when it's easy. When everything is going smooth, you want to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Wait until something really happens and your belief is being tested. That is when you will know If truly you're a child of God, or truly you are doing His will. Because it's easy to do the will of God when things are easy. That is why when we pray and we see some people say, please, oh Lord, do this for me before somebody else show me another way. A lot of people want to wait on the Lord. But when there are people out there mocking them, we can look at the example of Anna. Thank God that Anna went to church. He could have gone somewhere else asking for a child because of what his other, you know, stepwife or whatever they call it is doing to her. So until you are in that situation, you don't even know what you are made of. That is why you need to ask God. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to please help you. Covet it that Holy Spirit. Please help me. Help me, O Lord, to do your will when it is difficult. When people are not looking. Because I have come to a conclusion, and this is me, that a lot of people will miss the tribulation, the rapturing, not because they are not child of God, because we were told that some will be left behind. It's not because they are not born again. It's not because they don't know God, but little sin, hidden and secret sin. I am not here this morning telling you that I'm perfect by any standard, but I'm telling you that we need to continuously work on that, because the coming is very, very soon. We don't know. They say it's coming like a thief. In Nigeria, the thief will tell them they are coming to their block. But did the thief ever tell you that I'm coming? The Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. I want us to stand up and pray. I want us to say, Father, the power to do your will when it is difficult, Father, give unto me. Give unto me, ask for this, the power to do God's will. When it is difficult to do, ask the Most High God to give it unto you. Ask the Holy Spirit. Tell Holy Spirit that you are available, you are ready. That you want the Holy Spirit to help you to live this race of life. To help you, O Lord, to do the will of God. Because you know you cannot do it. Surrender to the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask God to help you. That, Father, I need your help in all that I do. I know I cannot do it by myself. I know I cannot do it by my power. Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Most High God, come and help me, O Lord. I need to do your will, O Lord. I want to make heaven. I want to make heaven. I want to make heaven. I'm tired of being like church. I want to make heaven. I want to make heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, the power to walk in holiness. The power to walk in holiness, O Lord, give unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. The power to walk in holiness. I need it, O Lord, in every aspect of my life. My Father, my Lord, my God, I want to live a holy life. Help me, O Lord, to live a holy life. Help me, O Lord, to live a holy life. Oh, my Father, my Lord, my God, whatever it will take, O Lord, help me. I surrender my life. I surrender everything to you. Help me to live a holy life. Help me to live a holy life. Help me to live a holy life. Help me, O Lord, to live a holy life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to pray. We are going to say, Father, I need to rapture with you. Father, help me, O Lord, to rapture with you. Help me to rapture with you, O Lord. Help me to rapture with you. Help me, O Lord, to rapture with you. I know this is not a popular prayer. If we are praying for money now, everybody will be jumping. But we need to pray to rapture with him. We need to rapture with him. This is not about, you know, money or clothes. You need to rapture with him. You need to rapture. I need to rapture. Father, help me, oh Lord. Whatever it will take, oh Lord. My Father, my Lord, my God. Help me to rapture with you. Help me to rapture with you. Help me to rapture with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We bless your holy name because you are God. We thank you because you are going to give unto us the grace, the mercy, your spirit to help us to finish well in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, let your Holy Spirit continue to abide, incubate us, to nudge us, that we will continue to do your will in the mighty name of Jesus. At the end of the day, oh Lord, let us rapture with you. Let us rapture with you. Let us rapture with you. And Father, give us the grace to bring as many with us in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may bring as many with us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.